Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Raw talks. That's a name that me and Eva used for our talks, and I really like it. So I will.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched
so,
that one.
Yeah. So I'm picking that up again, and I will actually turn this into a podcast.
Very cool.
Raw Living with Spirit Raw Talk podcast.
Very nice.
With Sarah and friends.
Yeah.
So in divine timing that will be up and running, but we can continue as usual.
Yeah. We have lots to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes. So how is life at the farm?
Life at the farm is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a really nice weekend. Had some friends come visit, and they were just kind of blown away by how peaceful it is and how calm it is, and the raw food, the juice, the fruits, everything. It's just a different kind of place.
Yeah,
it is different than the city, different than traveling and tourism and all that.
Yeah, this is it's a different vibe. It's for me, it makes such a big difference to be so close to nature. It's like 1 acre of land, and it's just green. I mean, if you go up to the yoga sala, it's just green.
It's a field of green.
It's a field of green, and then you see small houses.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So, what are we doing? What are you up to? If we talk a little bit about detox and our fasting protocols and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm doing 10 days of juice, and which started last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So before that, I was eating only a mono fruit, one fruit at a time. And then, so now I'm doing 10 days of juice, so mostly watermelon juice. But I'm going to be cutting it short by one day for a little holiday. And I'm going to go to Pi, and I probably will not be eating just fruits and juice and pie.
I'm going to pie and I'm going to eat all the food.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So the background of this is that, so Mark lives here with us full time. You're very committed to the whole lifestyle and changing, like it feels like every single aspect of your life.
Everything.
Everything. And part of that is that you're joining us for the detox and the different protocols, and your protocol is that you're going to stay 6 months on mono fruit.
Yes.
And then do 7 to 10 days of fasting every month.
Yes.
So you've already started that, mm-hmm. but now you're going to go, you have holiday from work, and then, so you will have a couple of weeks where it will not be as strict.
Right. But I've also decided to restart the timer.
Yes.
So that the 6 months won't start in December. I'll start January.
Yeah.
And then go to the end of July.
Yeah. So that's the background. So you've already been doing we came here October 1st, and then you had like some raw foods and stuff, but then you pretty fast joined me into my deeper cleansing. So you've been doing that for like a month and a half.
Yeah, 6 weeks, I guess. Like that.
Yeah.
No longer. I don't know.
I lose track of time.
Yeah.
Time is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I've been doing that too during my 4 or 5 years that I've been doing. That I've definitely had, like, I've had months off, and
So
it's all part of the journey. It's not about living as a just punishing yourself with different protocols. It's not about that. It's about surfing the detox, as I call it, and surfing life.
Well, I mean, for me, I have like a real health concern that I want to address.
Yeah.
So it's important to me to take it seriously.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a little holiday first.
Yeah. Eat all the food.
Eat some food.
So what kind of food will you be having?
When I go to Pi, there are a lot of places that that make, vegan raw food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to probably have like 80 to 90% of my diet still going to be, very healthy raw foods.
Yeah.
But I'll probably have some mushroom enchiladas and probably gonna have a falafel sandwich or something like that.
Yeah, this brings us into the food relationship because it's we've been discussing this a little bit on camera, but also a lot off, that when we do these protocols and we, especially when we deep dive into our emotional stuff and the spiritual stuff and our old traumas and stress and things like that, and then we start to really, yeah. So what we do here at the farm is like we start to turn every stone, like to see if there's something holding us back or making us not feel as good as possible. And then the food, yeah, that's it's a big thing.
Well, it is emotional too, and it's seasonal. I've been thinking about this, and I think over the last few days, I realized that I don't really like celebrate Christmas, but because I've like Christmas has always been a part of like my family or something. It's a very deep connection, and there's a deep connection to food at Christmas.
For sure.
And so my family for the longest time was always having the Mexican food Christmas dinner. And
Sounds
so my
tasty.
craving for enchiladas at this time of year, maybe there's something related there.
Yeah.
So there's some emotional attachment to that food, and emotional attachment to that experience. And
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that. I mean, that's, so I've had, we both had like tons of different addictions here and there. And I mean, we've both been doing like alcohol and other things. And I mean, then when I kind of cleaned up and shift, went back to school and, grew up sort of and got myself a real job. I just switched that to work and feeling inadequate and that I was never enough and all kinds of stuff. So that just ended in me having serious stress issues, which has taken another toll on my physical body, on top of, like the belief systems and everything. And now that I'm, yeah, did I change my whole life completely? And yeah, I don't work in the same way, not in the same environment in the business. I mean, super unhealthy where I came from. And but the food is like the strongest one. For me, it's been the absolute strongest one.
Well, it's so deeply cultural and ingrained in, our upbringing. And
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, for me, food was always the great comforter. And
For
anytime you're
sure.
not feeling good, here's a candy, here's a this
Yeah.
or that. And you celebrate with food, and there's always special meals with families.
Yeah.
And so it's there's a lot of deep emotional connections to different
Yeah.
experiences with food.
And as I am, and also Simba, so we are diving very deep into the aspect of safety and control, how we. So if we are not feeling safe, then food can make us like it stimulates a part of the nervous system that makes us feel a little bit more safe. And also, as many people already know about eating disorders. I do like this because there's so many. I don't like the calling things disorders, and yeah, I haven't really decided where I'm at with that. But there's so much else going on with eating disorders, or people with eating relationships. There's so much more going on than what I learn about, what I previously knew about it. And it's on a very, very deep emotional level and a very spiritual level and belief systems and things like that. But it's also something that we can't control. And that I knew, because I started controlling my food when I was very young. I remember starting, I mean, I wasn't even 10. And so when it's like a control thing, and this, because control comes from lack of safety. and the feeling of lack of safety, it can go so deep that you don't even understand that you have it. And that it's just a way for the body to start to control something. And if and many times that is on the on the starvation, but also in the overeating or the binge eating and the purging, it's also something that you can control yourself. And one thing that came up during an EFT session with the binge eating was greed, which was very, I was like, what does this come from? Like greed? Like, no, that must be a mistake. And then I was like, no, wait, I'm going to stay with this because it came up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll stay with greed. And then I just like, oh, I could see it. And it's like, if I had a lack of something, and then in the food, I could just grab hold of as much as I could and just stuff myself and then start to feel more grounded.
Yeah.
And well, like just
safety, right?
Safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also right now I'm working through, we do so many things here. We combine so many different philosophies and deep dive into different things. But so with traditional Chinese medicine, I am deep diving into the small intestines and the fire element. So the fire element is represented in the heart and in the small intestines. And there's been something going on with my stomach. I'm not going to say forever because that's not true, for a very long time. And as I'm going into that deeper, I'm realizing that my digestion issues, I mean, tons of it was candida, because now on this 40-day juice fast, the amount, I mean, I've said it a million times and I will keep saying it, the amount of candida that I released from my body and how that made a very big separation between me and the food this time.
Yeah.
And I also took the advantage of going very, very deep emotionally and spiritually during this fast.
Well, I was really inspired by the way that you came out of the cleanse, because, you know, for me, I would think like, I finished 40 days, let's go have cake now.
Yeah, but that's what I've been doing every single time.
Yeah.
Every time I've done a detox, I came out on by, I deserve this, I deserve that, deserve that. So I was very, this time I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not falling back. And the results that I've had this time, I'm not saying that I didn't have results, because I've healed so much through the detox. But this time I was doing it for myself. I was like, I want a different life for myself. I don't want this jumping back and forth, because there was something going on with my stomach that made me extremely bloated, and I gained weight super fast. I could gain like 10 or 15 kilos in 3 or 4 weeks. Just by eating what other people consider to be normal, healthy vegan food.
Yeah, but as we know, that stuff's really not that great for your body either. It looks good, tastes good, but
It's amazing. But now it's like I don't want it in the same way anymore, because I worked through so many things on a different level. But it took those turns to really come to a place where I started to choose myself on a even deeper level.
Yeah. Well, I've let go of a lot of control around food. You know, the one perk about living here is that I'm not like preparing and thinking about all the food.
Yeah.
And the way I used to approach that is like I would go to the market or the grocery store and like just buy a ton of everything and put it all on the shelf so that there's always an abundance of things.
Yeah.
And if we're running low on pasta, like, okay, let's buy 2 bags so that we have enough. And it's always like,
But it's this greed, right? Yeah. It's this, I can control the amount that I'm not running out. It's like I'm lacking something somewhere else, so I'm stacking up on the food.
Yeah.
So I feel safe and I can control that.
Yeah, so this is stockpile food. I mean, like lots.
I mean, it's a big deal.
And now with the mono fruit diet, I just write mono fruit, and then that whatever is fresh, whatever is available, and then that's what I get to eat.
No, but that's the whole point, right? Also with the setup here that people can come and work through things and not having access to unlimited amounts of, I mean, it's like it, if we didn't keep it this way, it would be like having alcohol available in a rehab center. It would like, no, you good luck. We keep it here on the counter. Don't touch it, but you know. Yeah, so that's yeah. So this time I prepared a lot before I broke my fast, and I did a lot of emotional work, and I decided to jump transition into another protocol. So I talked to my coaches, my own coaches, and came up with a more balance, because I want to have a long I want to transition into a balanced lifestyle, but that is still very healing and not mucus forming. So I continue with the dry fast and the intermittent dry fast. So I have at least 16 hours per day of intermittent dry fast, and then I juice until lunch at 1, and then at 1 I eat salad, steamed vegetables, and yeah, so steamed vegetables basically. And the thing that I crave the most right now is pumpkin. So I make so I just have green lettuce with herbs and lemon and steamed vegetables, and then I make a pumpkin sauce with a lot of spices and but no salt, no oil. No food is with salt and oil, because I will not activate my candida again. I'm not doing that, because that is a beast, because it infiltrates on so many levels, on the
Yeah, starts to
emotional levels.
control how you
Ah,
think and what you want and your
And what,
cravings.
yes. And once you kind of get separated from that and don't have that, you don't want that again.
You mentioned mucus forming foods. So like in the world of vegan food, what are some top foods to stay away from if you're trying to avoid mucus forming?
Oh, that's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But like coconut milk and the heavy things like that.
High fat, high salt,
Nut
fermented.
nuts and
Nuts. So I don't have any nuts, any what else am I not having? Yeah, no high protein and high fats. So basically I just want to eat very clean, and you don't want to mix too many things. And I strongly believe that I will heal my digestion so I can eat anything in the future. But I am so this so it's I want to be very clear that this is a healing process, and I firmly believe that you can heal so you can eat anything. But
But
in
just because you can doesn't mean you're going to go out and have pizzas and
no, but I
sodas.
might have one pizza one night,
Right.
and then yeah, it's a balance. It's about intuitively feeling into the body, and everyone is free to do however they want. Everyone has a different I mean, we all have different karmas. We have different we're here for different reasons. We're here to learn different things, and we want to live life differently. And it's up to each and every single one to how to do that, and what protocol or philosophy to trust. Or so it's about trying different things. But for me, I have still things to heal, and I want to have balance. But what I've felt by my transitioning, yeah, so I eat that for lunch, and then dinner I eat fruits, sometimes the raw food as well, because I'm still in a, like a sorry, in a still in a refeeding process, and then like after the It's like you can feel like you have like almost like a binge, but it's
you're kind of catching up a
little
bit.
Yeah, a little bit catching up.
Yeah.
But I have that now in a controlled and nice way. It's like I really enjoy the food and I really trust that it's not making any damage on my body.
Yeah,
but I'm getting full of nutrition and full of, you know, these flavor explosions, and I have a lot of Indian spices in. It's like, oh,
yeah, it smells great.
I will cook for you on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indian food is the
I love Indian food. But with this protocol now, I don't crave anything.
Mm.
And that's the thing. It's like I don't crave anything, and I have energy and I feel happy and I feel aligned and I feel, you know, so for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm in a good place with my food.
That's great.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff that I was working through before I broke the fast was I don't trust myself.
Mm.
I don't trust myself with not going back to to having all my favorite foods. And I was very worried about that. And I'm not anymore. I mean, we were even out, me and Simba, we were away over the weekend. And I didn't even consider, you know, anything. And we brought food.
So, yeah.
But still, you know, it runs out at a certain point, and then there's the room service and the restaurant and the thing. I mean, I was very good at sidetracking that. When I could, like, I deserve it. Oh, what the heck!
I think I'm still on that trip a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm not where you are, but I'm on that journey.
Yeah.
And also discovering too, like, when I feel the craving or when I feel myself being like, oh, I could just have this or have that. Like, mm-hmm. Where is it coming from? And what is the deeper connection to that? And then just kind of surfing that wave, and then it's gone. Really, usually, like. If I don't really give it much attention, it doesn't really persist and stay around.
Nothing lasts for a long time, but it's about how, and if you have candida, then that will be super strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will be, and that was the shift for me to really eliminate a lot of candida. I mean, you never eliminate all candida because it's natural in the body.
Right.
But the overgrowth and, like Dr. Morrissey talks about that if to really heal from the candida, you have to really clean up your whole lymphatic system, and that is a long process. But the most interesting thing that I feel about all of this is the emotional aspect and our belief systems, how extremely deeply rooted they are into having an impact of what we, for instance, can digest and can't digest. The emotional part is massive. Mm. Massive. And the belief systems.
Occasionally friends or family will inquire more about like what I'm doing, and the biggest question I get is like, well, what about your protein?
Yeah.
Have you had enough protein? Do you need more protein?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but in the Western world, maybe in the US or something, like protein is a big deal. You know, you have to have so much.
I mean, just see who started advocating it's all lobbyism. So it's someone who wants to sell something.
The milk and animal or organizations.
Yes. That's the ones who started it.
Yeah.
And then, the whole fitness industry is just a huge part of that. And again, we're all here on different trips. So whatever is important to you and whatever you believe, I don't judge any of that. But the body, the tissues in the bodies that are, protein is just a collective name for amino acids.
Right.
And, all the amino acids that you need to build, all the tissues in the body, all of that you can get from the fruits. Mm. All of those amino acids are in there. And there's also different kinds of muscles. And all the amino acids that you need to build muscle is already in the fruits.
Yeah.
However, when you build muscle on animal protein or the fitness protein,
yeah, right,
that kind of protein, or those kind of amino acids, then you build these visible bulky muscles. They are
the excessive ones.
Yes, the visible ones, the aesthetic ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that is different kinds of muscles. And I mean, it depends on what is important to you. But like Dr. Moore says, my teacher, he says, the body doesn't care about how it looks when you want to heal and when you need to heal some a physical situation.
Right.
And for people who don't have anything particular to heal and is not on the spiritual journey, then there's, I mean, we're all here on different trips.
Right.
But for me, I had so many physical problems and my health was down and I was on a very spiritual journey and I want to heal emotionally. And then the aesthetics for me is just connected to the ego.
Right.
And I don't have the need to be part of that social construction anymore. And I trust that when I heal my body and I will be balanced, then I will come back as a different being and look different physically also.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the amount of vitality that I feel after these 40 days and on this diet, and transitioning into this diet, I will also exercise more. So it's not about not exercising, no strength training, no building muscles,
right, but
I am letting go of everything and then coming back and building something else from another place. My motivation and my inspiration and my drive comes from health,
right,
not what I used to do when
or
I
what
was
people,
working.
Or what people think you should do, or yes, what people think you should, yes, look like.
Yes, I will look like whatever I look like, but I will be super healthy. And how much I lift in deadlifts is not at all important. Right. I will do my deadlifts, but I will not be at all interested in how much I
you're not trying to gain every week.
No, it's more about building. So I will start to exercise and I will do a cardiovascular. I have a very strong calling to really get my heart strong.
Mm.
Because when I'm healing the kidneys and detoxing, so the kidneys start to filter. If you have very high heart rate, then the body will just relocate all the healing powers to pump the heart rate and the muscles and all that. So then the healing stops. So I have a little bit of catch up to do there, but it will just be fun. I will do it from another place.
Yeah.
So I will do that. And also I will start to weightlift, like I will stay with the five big ones, like squats, deadlifts, military press, bench press, and what else is it? Pull-ups.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'm doing some of all those things, but on a much smaller scale, maybe less than 10 minutes, a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's in different phases. It's not about never exercising. It's not about never being fit. It's not about that. It's about getting your kidneys to filter, heal your adrenals, and not do things out of a jacked nervous system that is constantly in fight or flight. It's about emotionally, why am I doing this? It's about letting go of the ego. It's all about that. The detox is about healing the physical body and through that transcend and elevate and access very hidden parts of ourselves with the emotional blockages. Because it's like the detox is just serving all of that for you on a plate.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what we're doing here. This is the only thing we're doing here, is to heal. So if we can have a tool that is just serving it all on a plate and then having all the other tools to work with it, it's just...
Yeah. And it takes time too. There's no quick fix.
There's no quick fix.
48 hour unfixed, you know?
No.
So,
I mean,
That's why I'm doing the 6 month thing and even longer, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Not leaving anytime soon.
No, you're building a house.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a comment here, like really interesting, same here, the great comforter. Yes, the food is the great comforter. It's, I mean, for some people, for me, it was like my best friend. Oh, I need this, I need to say. One of the biggest things that I came across now when I was planning on transition, I didn't want to leave the food. I couldn't accept the fact that I can't eat, or I won't be able to, or, you know, whatever. It's like breaking up a relationship, and I didn't want to do it. And I was angry about it. I had all the emotions. I was upset about it. I was sad about it. But most of all, I was super angry about it. Mm. I thought it was unfair.
Wait, with your recent one or like
just a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, unfair. All the other people can do it and I can't. What the fuck? You know, I hate this. I didn't want to accept it. And then I decided to deep dive into that, and I did tons of different sessions with different people, something shifted. Yeah. I just shifted, and I realized that I want to do it for myself, and that it's time to let go of it. And I really feel that just because I did do that, it will come back to me. Yeah. But with a very in a healthy way.
Yeah.
My thing is that I want to eat Burmese tea leaf salad with rice, and I want to eat it with Bhuti and her namprik and her stuff. It's like,
I mean, it's certainly delicious. So I don't blame you for feeling that way.
But now I'm super satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm super satisfied.
Yeah. Well, with food also, it's never ending too, because like
it's never ending.
The what I started to notice is that, like, you know, if I do have a craving for something, and then when I finally eat that food, then I look at the plate and it's all gone, and I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah, and I shoved it down.
Yeah, you shove it down, but then you're stuck with that feeling that's still there.
Yeah,
and then so then you could just go look for the next food, which is what I did for a long time. Yeah. Or, you know, what you really need to do is look inside and understand that feeling and that emotion and where it's coming from and how it's holding you back. Mm. Sometimes you don't know what it is. No. So it takes time to let it evolve and rise to the surface. And for me, like, the longer I'm doing this, the more I learn about myself and the more that I understand about, like, my past, my feelings, my emotions, like, connections and... You know, I'm also here to, like, you know, do some trauma healing, and I start to see the connections between all of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's called holistic.
Yeah.
It's all interlinked. You can't do one without the other. It's impossible. It's just so connected. And the food is, for some people, it's just massive. It just controls their whole life.
I think everyone I know is... You know, food is such a big part of their life.
What I realized was that the normal food is so, it's just a buffet for candida. I just look at it and just like, shit.
Oh yeah, I mean, the food that I grew up on and the food that you know, Americans eat. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're American. It's like you're on another level.
It's a different level, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you showed me a picture of, like, steak and, like, it was...
Fried steak.
fried steak.
It's called chicken fried steak. So they take the steak and they deep fry it with batter and then put gravy and mushroom.
Batter.
Yeah.
Put batter.
Batter is like the crispy stuff on the outside, like the breading.
This makes me feel a little bit nauseous when I think about it now.
I actually, the way I felt, if I look at the food like that now, like, it just, no, I can't do it.
Ooh, so heavy.
Yeah.
Well, when we had that samosa, when we had that broccoli thing, I mean, it's delicious, but wow, I felt nauseous afterwards.
Oh, yeah, the vegan broccoli thing. Yeah. I probably was seasoned. I ate two of them.
I had one and it was very heavy. Burmese tea leaf salad and rice is still my thing. No, but what now? I crave the juice. I mean, I crave. I mean, just look at it.
It does look good.
This is pineapple with coconut water, fresh coconut water.
I think my next 10 days, I'm going to switch to that.
Yeah. This is a bit too acidic to do the fasting on. Sometimes. You remember I did this the two last days because I wasn't inspired. I was so fed up with my juice fast that I just stopped. Yeah, and also I did coconut water. I just stopped drinking because I was so fed up with it. And then I felt like, okay, I need some nutrition. And then I went to this.
Yeah.
I just had to do something new.
Drinking and peeing, drinking and peeing.
Yeah, but this just gave me, it was too acidic to drink too much. Yeah, so now I just drink it sometimes.
Cool.
Pause. Any questions? Do you have any questions about anything? Post them in the little comments. We are happy to share. And we really appreciate the little comments. Thank you for sharing. You both look great. Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that my wrinkles disappear when I detox a lot. I mean, I'm still, you know, getting a little bit. I mean, I'm 45 now, so, you know, it should show up. But, I mean, you also look good.
Thank you.
How old are you?
39.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I feel good too, though. I feel healthy. I feel
super healthy.
Relaxed. I feel happy. Mm. Yeah.
Happy is good.
Yeah, it is. I've been like genuinely happy. You know, like you can say you're happy, but like, to genuinely feel it in your body and to like, you know, go to bed with complete peace on your mind is very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. All right. So if you have any questions or things that you would like us to talk about, next week you won't be here.
That's right. You have to find a new guest. You have to find someone to talk to.
Ooh, find someone to talk to. But any questions about any topic that is related to anything that we do on the farm, if there's anything that you are interested in, want to know more of, based on what we talk about, then just let us know. And we are happy to share. And until next time, so I will be doing these lives on Mondays around 2:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be reposted on Instagram. And then when everything is up and ready, they will also be in our podcast on Spotify and wherever you usually find your podcasts.
Very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah. So,
Have a great week. And thank you for watching.
Yeah, thanks. Listening. Cheers.